harvest progress, and taking care of your mental health. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. According to USDA, 10% of Indiana's corn and 12% of the state's soybeans are now harvested. CJ Miller checks in with a southwestern Indiana farmer to see how harvest progress is coming along.
I would say that number is correct for the corn, but not for the beans. I would say we're most probably about 20% on the soybeans.
And that's Mark Seib, who farms near Poseyville in Posey County. He tells Hoosier Ag Today that many of the corn crops in his area just aren't dry enough quite yet.
We had to do quite a bit of some replant. Some of that was done in the fields as the corn was standing, just went back in and replanted. And a friend of mine, Sunday, was shelling corn. He said the monitor on the moisture tester on the combine was jumping anywhere from 23% to 30%. That was creating havoc for his dryer. So he was pulling out and going to try to find some more dry beans somewhere or close to dry beans to harvest.
Mark says they've received about 2 inches of rain over the past several days. And even though it's caused a temporary pause to harvest, he says the moisture is still very much needed.
Beans are pretty much done. They've turned, but it should help the corn a little bit more. But you're absolutely right. We have been dry way too long. We were into a no burn situation for a lot of the counties around here in the southwest side of Indiana. It was getting pretty bad. We were also seeing some damage to trees that were starting to show up from the lack of moisture. So things were getting pretty tight down here for us. We'd still like to be able to get our harvest in, and we don't really want to mud it in. So we're hoping that Mother Nature will be a little bit kinder with us and then give us the opportunity to keep going.
Check out my full conversation with Posey County farmer Mark Seib. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.